David, as you talked with all the players and you looked at your time as GM and also going back to the beginning of the season, where's the area of weakness for this team that you would like to address if you're retained as the general manager?
Well, results, for one. I think we've been in something that maybe would best be described as asset accumulation mode. And what I'd like to see us be in is targeted acquisition mode. We need to take the steps we need to get better. We have the asset value on this roster in terms of veterans that are well thought of, young players that are extremely talented, draft picks into the future, our current draft pick, cap space, an owner that will spend money and stop at nothing to succeed. We have the things we need to be attractive while we go look for the right pieces. And so if anything that I would cite as something that's gone wrong, it'd be our results. And beyond that, I think there's some real specific things we need to do as a group, things that you're going to ask several questions about several players, and so I'd give you some overarching thoughts. We need to be bigger. We need to be much smarter as a team. Our basketball IQ needs to improve. Our shooting needs to improve. I feel strongly that our toughness needs to improve. Those are things that we need to address, all within the confines of fit. There is no isolated one-person decision that's made. They're all interconnected. And so as we start to build the team moving forward and look at those pieces that are the high-value targets, they're going to have some combination of those things.
David, your name has been rumored to possibly be on lists for other teams. Would you prefer to stay here as the Cavaliers general manager, or are you considering other options if those rumors are true?
So, again, you know, this goes along with the hypothetical. I can tell you this, and this is a really, really big focus for our organization moving forward. You're either all the way in or you're all the way out, and there's no in between. You declare a side. I'm all the way in. This is where I want to be. It's the organization I believe in. So that's how I see it. And rumors and all of those other things have nothing to do with me.
This draft has been touted as one of the top drafts in recent years. And I'm sure you and your staff have studied it all season long. That just your thoughts, you guys, I think, are ninth as far as the ping pong balls. And if Nick gets lucky, who knows, maybe higher. How good is this draft? And if you're at nine, do you think you can get an impact player there?
So Nick's bow tie notwithstanding, if we're at nine, we do feel like there's talent there. We feel like there's talent that people are going to want as well. You know, we're not in a situation, we're married to the idea of bringing in another young player. You know, it's time for us to start targeting the right fit. And if the player at nine fits us and radically advances the bar in the short term, then we're going to embrace that player. And if the player sitting there at nine is not the player that's going to put us in the best position, then we're going to need to do what we have to do. You know, you can't let hope on the draft dictate what you do. You have to act on the knowledge that we've gained. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to start to build in a very direct manner. And sometimes I think we put too much into the guessing game of the draft, and we won't be guessing.
Is this that strong, this draft?
It's fairly strong. It's, you know, first of all, everyone hasn't gotten in it, so we really don't know how strong it is yet. It's fairly strong, but I think you make a big mistake when you look at the draft is finding saviors. I don't think any draft is necessarily that, any more so than any other. You know, drafts require that you get lucky sometimes, more so than that you're good.